Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the state parties of the Non-Aligned Amendment and other state parties to the Biological and Toxic Weapons Convention. The UN and other international organizations could also play an important role in coordinating and mobilizing and delivering the required support and assistance. In this respect, upon the request of the concerned state party, the capacities and experiences of the UN and relevant international organizations should be identified and used with their mandates. To mitigate the consequences of the use of biological and toxic weapons, the national capacity of the state parties, in particular developing countries, should also be developed and strengthened. In this regard, the NAM group emphasized that one of the most effective approaches to support Article 7 implementation is that each state party should facilitate and shall have the right to participate in the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information and know-how concerning means of protection against bacteriological, biological, and toxic weapons. The state parties should also have the right to conduct research into develop, produce, acquire, transfer, or use means of protection against the bacteriological, biological, and toxic weapons for purposes not prohibited under the convention. Toward to this end, developed countries should assist developing state parties through providing required technology and resources, as well as sharing experiences, expertise, and laboratory cooperation. NAM reiterates its support for the recommendation of the Aid Review Conference on Article 7. In this regard, it reaffirms that timely assistance under Article 7 is legal obligation of state parties. While noting that state parties' national preparedness contributes to international capabilities for response, investigation, and mitigation of outbreak of disease, NAM reaffirms that this should not be an imposed as precondition for either provision or receipt of assistance. NAM believes that the lack of a comprehensive protocol to strengthen implementation of all aspects of the convention has created a gap in the provision of prompt and effective assistance under Article 7 to state parties to the BWC. In conclusion, let me highlight that the main objective of this article is to provide assistance to the affected people and to minimize and contain the risk to the health, safety, and security of others in close cooperation with the exposed state party. However, the best way to prevent such incidents is to ensure full compliance with the provision on the development, stockpiling, and use of such weapons, including through the establishment of a compliance and verification mechanism under the convention. I thank you, Mr. Chair. Sure.